Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station based in Saltcoats. I'm your host, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church, and I'll be delighted to have your company tonight for a very unusual and unique programme. Tonight we're going to defy radio wisdom and attempt something which broadcasters would seldom if ever attempt to do. We're going to devote the whole half hour, if you pardon the expression, to just one word. More than that, we're going to focus most of the time on just one song. Now there's a challenge, is it not? If you get bored, you can always switch off, but I'll be doing my best to keep you tuned in. Anyway, here is that one word, and it's sung by the lovely Catherine Jenkins to great music by Pachelbel. I asked the Google website how many songs there are with the word hallelujah in them. Guess how many? 2,260,000. Wow. There are even thousands of songs which use only the word hallelujah, as Catherine Jenkins did there. The word hallelujah is fascinating in itself. What language do you think it is? It's originally Hebrew, but it now exists as itself, untranslated, in about every language. I cannot think of any other word which exists in every language. It is ancient, from Hebrew culture, and yet it is a word we use in everyday conversation. The very sound of the word kind of conveys the meaning. I got a pay rise, hallelujah. We've got a new baby, hallelujah. Oh, what a beautiful morning, hallelujah. And so on. It's a bit like yippee, wow, eureka, or as Fred Flintstone would say, yabba dabba doo. Hallelujah means praise God or praise the Lord. Hallel in Hebrew means praise, and Yah is short for Yahweh or Jehovah, the Hebrew words for God, otherwise known as the Lord. It's an exclamation of joy, praise, or thanksgiving. It occurs a lot in the Bible, especially in the book of Psalms, which was the ancient Hebrew's hymn book. The last psalm, number 150, is the grand hallelujah climax. It begins, praise the Lord, then follows 10 lines, each beginning with praise him. Praise him with trumpets, praise him with loud cymbals, and it ends with, praise the Lord, all living creatures, praise the Lord. Augustine said, the Christian should be an alleluia, from head to foot, praising God with lips, body, heart, and whole being and actions. Here is Ian White to sing, in modern music, the 3,000-year-old words of Psalm 117, one of the Hallel or Hallelujah Psalms of Praise. In the run-up to Christmas 2008, there was a unique and fascinating development in the music world. The same song, sung by three different artists, was in the top 20 at the same time, all competing to be the number one Christmas hit. The song was called Hallelujah. It was not written by the psalmist in the Bible, the shepherd boy who slew the Philistine giant Goliath, and who grew up to become King David of Israel. Now, this Hallelujah song was written in the 1980s by Leonard Cohen. Let's listen to all three of the competing versions and see if we can learn something from them all. Let's start with the winning version. It is sung by Alexandra Burke. She won the popular STV talent show The X Factor with it, and then went on to get the number one Christmas hit with it. She beat off stiff competition from Jeff Buckley's version and from Leonard Cohen's original version of it. Would you believe over 100 different artists have recorded this song, including, for example, Bob Dylan, Willie Nelson, Rufus Wainwright, John Cale, Bono, Bon Jovi, K.D. Lang, Sheryl Crow, U2, JLS the Boy Band, and Catherine Jenkins. It's a difficult song to understand. It's as cryptic as a crossword puzzle, but it has aroused a lot of interest and passion recently, and everyone has their theories and opinions about it. Each singer slightly alters the words and projects their own interpretations onto it. So see what you make now of Hallelujah by Alexandra Burke.
heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah.
That was Alexandra Burke's version. Good, eh? But what did you make of it? What's it all about? You can see why it needs more than one hearing to get a handle on it. Maybe it's fair to say that what she is saying is that being in love is not always what we expect. It can be a mixed blessing. That love hurts sometimes. That love stocks and shares can go down as well as up. Now let's listen to an earlier version by Jeff Buckley, an American singer, who recorded it on his 1994 album called Grace. Sadly, he drowned just a few years later. Alexandra Burke just pipped Jeff Buckley to the number one spot. While she sings it in a loud, outgoing, outburst sort of way, Jeff sings it in a more inward, reflective, melancholic way. Both are equally passionate in their own very different ways. Such is life. Some people are outgoing and some are inward, but both types are passionate and can find that love hurts. Maybe this explains why they were both neck and neck in the charts.
Well, I heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. And she tied you to her kitchen chair, and she broke your throne and she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah. Baby, I've been here before. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. You know, I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. And love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show that to me, do you? But remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah,
The song is all about David, the second king of Israel. You can read the background to the song in 2 Samuel chapters 11 and 12. Let me read a wee bit to you and you'll see what I mean. One day, late in the afternoon, David got up from his nap and went on to the palace roof. He saw a woman having a bath. She was very beautiful. So he sent a messenger to find out who she was and learned that she was Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah. David sent messengers to fetch her. They brought her to him, and he made love to her. Afterwards she discovered that she was pregnant and sent a message to David to tell him. You can see that it's quite a juicy story. Well, to cut a long story short, David arranged for Uriah to be put in the front line of the next battle in the hope that he would get killed and help solve his predicament. And the plan worked. Uriah got killed, and David then was free to marry Bathsheba. But David was haunted by what he had done. The last line of chapter 11 reads, "She became his wife and bore him a son. But the Lord was not pleased with what David had done. In the next chapter, God sends the prophet Nathan to let him know what he felt about it. David was ashamed, and he did repent. Chapter 12, verse 13 reads, "I have sinned against the Lord," David said. Nathan replied, "The Lord forgives you. You will not die. But your child will die." And a week later, the child died. Now listen to the song in that light. Here is Leonard Cohen's original version. It took over 2 years to write, and he wrote 80 verses, which he cut down to 6, and he released it on his album Various Positions in 1985.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
David had started by composing psalms, songs of praise to God, but he ended up mourning the loss of his baby and feeling God forsaken. The song is saying that there are different kinds of hallelujahs in his and our lives. There is the holy hallelujah of innocent, pure praise of God. There is the hallelujah of falling in love and the pleasure of making love. The ecstatic hallelujah of seeing your baby born. But there is what the song calls a broken and cold hallelujah. When these things turn sour, you feel God forsaken, your relationship is racked with guilt, your baby dies, and you can't turn the clock backwards. It's a cold and broken hallelujah when we sin in haste but have to repent in leisure, when we make a Faustian deal with the devil, when we have great joys for a brief moment only to suffer guilt and remorse ever after. It's a cold and broken hallelujah because it leaves us feeling ambiguous, because like David, we are sorry and yet we are not sorry. We repent and yet it was good while it lasted. We want love, but at what price? Now, I want to finish on a high note. I had planned to go out on the most famous Hallelujah chorus of them all, Handel's Hallelujah Chorus from the Messiah. What could top that, you ask? It paints a lovely picture of all the saints going marching into heaven, singing Hallelujah and praising God for all eternity. However, just like the Burke, Buckley, Cohen battle in the charts, I have gone with another choice. It was tight, but my number one is my wife, here, live, singing her own version of the aforementioned Hallelujah song. After hearing the pop song many times, she decided to write her own Christian words to it. So here is Patricia Noble singing her version for the very first time. Maybe it will be number one next Christmas. Bye for now. Till next week, I leave you in the hands of Patricia.
God, He made the world, we know. Creatures that live, the plants that grow. All nature displays His great glory. Then God looked down from heaven above and smiled a smile in His heart of love. And from His lips He uttered, Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. Mankind was in an awful state, so God came down from heaven's holy place to give us all the help that we needed. But we whipped and stripped and hung Him high and left Him there on a cross to die. Yet from His mouth came the word, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Death did not have the final say. Christ rose from the grave on the third day. Death was conquered forever in that moment. And if we trust in His precious name, our lives will never be the same. Forever we'll be singing Hallelujah. Hallelujah.